Yeah, very sad news indeed. I worked with Charles for a number of years when I was chief whip and he was party leader, and I very much valued the work he did for the Liberal Democrats, and of course a sensationally popular figure in his own right across the country.
Yeah, what are your memories of him?
Charles was somebody who got the really big decisions in politics right. I mean, the outstanding one, which people are quite rightly pointing out, is that he led the Liberal Democrats unanimously in Parliament to oppose the illegal invasion of Iraq, and that wasn't an easily taken decision, and it's one which he committed to with great courage. So I guess that would be the outstanding thing from the time that I knew him in Parliament. But before that, he'd worked extremely hard as a younger man, bringing together the two political strands, the Social Democrats and the Liberals, into the Liberal Democrats, and subsequently went on to be the leader.
Clearly a man of strong principles. Obviously, you mentioned there his opposition to the war in Iraq, and of course, the public rewarded him for it in 2005 with that election result.
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, he did have some other problems, and he wasn't able, perhaps, to fulfil his full potential as party leader in the subsequent years. But I think the Liberal Democrats quite rightly received a lot of credit from the public and from commentators for a very principled stand against the war, and it was very much down to Charles and his leadership that we were in that position.
What was he like as a leader?
Well, he's a character with a good sense of humour, a very self-deprecating take on himself and his own life, and a person who was good on the big issues. But I don't think his best friend, and certainly not his chief whip at the time, which was me, would say that Charles was somebody who was a person who revelled in soaking up the detail of things. He was a big picture man, a broad strategic thinker, and very much looked to those who worked with him in the team to provide the nuts and the bolts and the hard paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, he was always a very popular figure, wasn't he, amongst the public? Obviously, in many ways, I suppose you could say that he was at the forefront of bringing the Lib Dems into the mainstream consciousness, all his appearances on panel shows and so on, things like that.
Yes, he has always been an excellent communicator, and he didn't hesitate to do that through perhaps rather more, what shall I say, outside the conventional political framework. As you say, the chat shows and the quiz shows, he revelled in that, and he was charming and effective, and I think it was just another side of his very outgoing personality that he could engage with people high and low at all levels and at many different levels of taste and culture and so on.
And just finally, what do you think his legacy will be?
Well, first of all, I think he, following Paddy Ashdown as leader, he set the party off and up as a major political force in the United Kingdom. I think his principled stand on Iraq is not just one part of his legacy, but he was a very convinced and dedicated European, very strongly in favour of Britain, working strongly with our European neighbours. And of course, he also played a very active part in the referendum campaign in Scotland last year to make sure that the no vote won and that Scotland remained a part of the United Kingdom. So I think it's perhaps for his broader political and international perspective that we can thank him for particularly.